spend some time doing our own inner work. Let it include, along with your inner child work and your Dhirishta Devata, all of the things that we've discussed. Spend some time with your Raga Dveshas, picking one, someone in particular that's difficult for you. It could be a dvesha, the dislike of a person who keeps, your mind keeps buzzing around even when they're not present. Or some aspiration that you need in order to be happy. All these different raga dveshas. Just pick one that's painful for you, causing you trouble. And then just see what it is. Recognize it as a raga or a dvesha, as a kama. And see what it is actually that you really need, that you really want. And then have a conversation with the person who really wants that. And see what ways, psychologically, would be helpful to neutralize that raga or dvesha. Seeing what it's really about. Talking to one, that part of you that has that. And having done that work psychologically, then you can bring in your knowledge. Do the psychological work first, and then bring in your knowledge, the fact that the ananda that you're looking for is already yourself. Just bring in your knowledge, all of your understanding, and see if you can gain some understanding of that raga, and also some relief from it. So with that, let's just spend time doing all of the inner work with all the tools that you have. See what's on top, what's giving you the most pressure right now, and then take it from there. Okay, turning your attention to Bhagavan, to your own presence as Ishvara. Let's be with that relationship for a few minutes. What is it that you need? What is it that you want help with? What is it that you want? And just have a conversation with Bhagavan. Ask for those blessings and help. Gently changing your focus to your physical body. Just being aware of your body, filling your body with your own presence. Feel the energy centers in your body, your heart especially. As you're aware of your body, just feel particular areas that have their own energy, your heart, your throat also. You can find those centers. Your forehead between the eyebrows. The lower regions also, you can find those energy centers. Letting your body relax. The top of your head also. Just feel that energy. As you experience the body relaxing, experience all of those centers relaxing also. The energy flow in your body becoming less and less constricted. The body relaxing, and focus more on the energy center in your heart. Again, just being aware of the body, letting it relax. And notice that this body is breathing. Just allow it to breathe on its own. You don't need to help it. Keep letting any tension in the body go. And gently focusing on your heart. Let the breath help the heart to relax by breathing in and out of that energy center. Let every in-breath bring in vitality and health, and every exhale release from that energy center, from your heart, any constriction or stress. You're breathing in and out of your heart center. The body continue to relax. Feel it relaxing. And as the body relaxes more and more deeply, just gently focus on your own presence. The one who is Ishwara, the very self of your body, the one indwelling the body as though. And in the presence of your being, which is Ishwara, the body and the heart continue to expand and relax. Being aware of the relaxation taking place. Being aware of this body breathing. Letting the body relax and breathe on its own in your presence. Gently turning your attention toward your own presence, toward yourself. Relaxing yet more deeply, feeling the body expanding in its relaxation. Shift your focus to the mind. Letting the mind relax in your presence. allowing whatever thoughts or feelings or kashayas to just be there as they are. Notice your own being present to the mind. You can use your breath to breathe into and out of the mind. Inhale, bringing positive energy, clarity, and the exhale, releasing any tension or strain or tamas. Welcoming whatever thoughts or feelings are there. Feel the mind relaxing and feeling safe. Feeling safe with you in your presence. It's relaxing and expanding. If there's any sadness or hurt, just let it relax and expand in your presence, being held by you, by your being, by Ishwara. You are Ishwara. Being with your presence is being with Bhagavan. The mind continues to relax, the body relaxing even more. Gently shift your attention to your heart center, to the little ones, to the unconscious. Accepting the whole unconscious, all the little ones inside, all the sorrows, all the traumas. Welcoming them, letting them relax. Using your breath to bring healthy vitality and energy into your unconscious, into the little ones. And exhaling all of their stress and pain. Let all of them be basking in the warmth of your presence, holding them, wanting them. Feel your unconscious relaxing in that welcoming love. All of your defenses also realizing that maybe it's okay to relax. All of the defenses in the heart realizing I can relax. I'm free to relax. I'm free to relax in myself. Turning your attention toward your own presence, me. So being with me, being with myself. Recognize this me as the very self of Ishwara. The self which is myself is the self of Ishwara. So resting in Ishwara, my very being, body, my heart. My buddhi, the little ones inside. All are resting in Ishwara, in Bhagavan. Continue to deeply relax, and I'm just being myself.